Good morning. There's anger and there's confusion on the streets of Greece over a yes-no referendum set for Sunday. Greeks are to choose whether to accept new austerity measures and a bailout after the country missed a debt payment to the International Monetary Fund. Without new financial aid, it will probably default on other debts this month. Lenders have halted negotiations on a new financial aid program until after the referendum. Some European officials said that the Greek referendum amounts to a vote on whether to stay in the euro. The Greek government says the argument is merely an attempt to terrorize people into voting in favor of destructive austerity policies. Leftist Syriza Party Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras rejects the demands by the European Central Bank. He says the country is being blackmailed. Savos Matsas is with Greece's Workers' Revolutionary Party. He says the blackmail is coming from the Troika, the European Union, the IMF, and the European Central Bank.
After 5 years of real barbaric austerity, they demand more austerity, and this is not accepted. So the government was obliged to put these demands by the Troika into a referendum, so the Greek people express its will. So as the majority of the people, of course, are hostile for more austerity, they try to intimidate.
Matsas says the situation is very tense. This is because of the escalation of pressures and a hysterical campaign.
As the European Central Bank last Sunday cut the last channel of liquidity to the Greek banks. So the Greek banks from Monday on, the last week, the week of the referendum, are closed. So pensioners, they cannot take their pensions. All economic activity is completely paralyzed. And the bankers really blackmail. They refuse even to apply orders by the government to pay at least the pensioners or half of the pension to the pensioners. The only liquidity that you can get, it is about 50 euros, $60 in the ATM.
And so there are lines after lines at ATM machines across Greece, and many of the ATMs are out of money, which is creating more pressure. Blackmail, according to Matsas, is the real reason the central bank cut the last lifeline to Greek bankers and the banking system, exacerbated by the bankers who serve the capitalist class in Greece. One source of confusion for Greeks is the actual question being posed to voters. 17 lines of bureaucratic language that ends with the no option placed above the yes. Meanwhile, Greece's prime minister said the bigger the no vote, the better agreement we'll achieve, and that a powerful no in Sunday's austerity referendum would send tremors throughout Europe. Tsipras, in an interview on Thursday, said he wants Greece to remain within the eurozone, but with a sustainable bailout agreement. Some people are now saying that the real deadline for Greece is late July. That's when Greece owes the European Central Bank a 3.5 billion euro payment. Thanks to Alex Steinberg in Athens for help with this report. Closer to home, Puerto Rico is experiencing a severe economic crisis and can't pay back its $72 billion public debt. This according to Governor Garcia Padilla. He said creditors are responsible for helping it out of the economic crisis because they lent money knowing the government was running a deficit. The island is in a 9-year recession. A former president of Puerto Rico's central bank, who didn't want to be identified, said Garcia's declaration is sowing a lot of confusion, largely because until recently the administration was pursuing big new loan deals. Also, the governor has always said flatly that the government will pay its debts. Garcia's administration is pushing the U.S. Congress to allow Puerto Rico's government and its public agencies access to Chapter 9 bankruptcy if needed. Investors have grown increasingly worried about the finances of several public agencies. The troubled Public Power Company made a $415 million debt payment on Wednesday, but it was forced to sell $128 million in new bonds to do so. Other agencies have multi-million dollar payments coming up as well. It's unclear whether those will be met. Vicente Feliciano, a Puerto Rican-based economist, said we're certainly entering uncharted waters. In other news, BP will pay up to $18.7 billion in penalties to the U.S. government and five states to resolve nearly all claims from its deadly Gulf of Mexico oil spill 5 years ago. It's the largest corporate settlement in U.S. history, but locals in New Orleans say it doesn't make up for the damage caused by the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. It killed 11 rig workers and spewed millions of gallons of crude that stained beaches, coated wildlife, and polluted marshes. And BP gets a valuable return for this settlement. Much of the payments to be made over the next 18 years could be tax deductible. And by finally providing shareholders with a clearer cost picture, the London-based oil giant will now be free to embark on new ventures. BP shares jumped more than 5% in New York trading as investors got news of the settlement. And here's some good news. A retired New York City firefighter who responded to the World Trade Center on September 11th won $5 million on a lottery scratch-off ticket. Carmelo Mercado was presented with an oversized check on Thursday. He bought the winning ticket in May at a Queens store. Mercado was among the members of Queens Battalion 49. They went to the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. The 63-year-old now lives in Orange County. He gets $3.3 million in a lump sum payment. Sorry. He gets $3.3 million in a lump sum payment after taxes are taken out. Wow. He says he was in shock when he scratched off the Cash X100 ticket and saw he won. He says he plans to buy a summer house in Florida and present his family with his winnings. Have a good July 4th weekend. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.